You're listening to Inside Lebo, a podcast giving you an inside look at Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, produced by Mount Lebanon's Public Information Office.
Hello and welcome to Inside Lebo. I'm your host, Assistant Municipal Manager and Municipal Planner, Ian McMeans.
And I'm Assistant Public Information Officer and Senior and Online Editor, Rachel Windsor.
So for today's episode of Inside Lebo, while I am normally your host, I'm actually going to hand off the hosting duties to Rachel, and we have a special theme today where we put out there on our social media platforms that we would take questions from our listeners, fans, residents, and anyone else that happens to stop by and answer those questions. So I will do my best to try and provide some Inside Lebo FAQ answers.
Great. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ian. Thank you for joining us as our guest.
It's very different to be on this side of the table.
So let's start off with one of the first questions that we had. Why does Mount Lebanon not have certain types of restaurants? So one of the residents in particular was thinking like a lobster roll store. But we do hear it quite often about like, you know, why don't we have a ramen place? Why don't we have X, Y, and Z? So can you talk a little bit about how businesses actually get into Mount Lebanon and why we might not have certain boutique stores?
Sure. So I will say we are very fortunate in Mount Lebanon to have three varying types of commercial establishments between our neighborhood business districts like Beverly Road, between our uptown central business district on Washington Road, and then your more highway commercial mall types like the Galleria, like CVS down on Cochrane Road, those type of places. So we have varying types of businesses throughout the community. I think most people tend to focus on like the uptown, Beverly, Castle Shannon Boulevard, sort of three main business areas. For all of those, the municipality actually only owns two storefront spaces in all those business districts, which are the two that are in the north garage space on Washington Road where Le Pompanay and East End Brewing are. So all of the other ones are owned by private individuals, private businesses, companies that own the buildings, and they choose who they lease their spaces out to. We have some very loose zoning regulations about what types of businesses can come in, but most businesses fall under the retail sales and service category. And retail sales and service can be anything from, you know, a flower shop, the Celtic Cross store on Washington Road, to the other store on Washington that people tend to complain about quite often because of some of the things that they sell. But nevertheless, you know, those all fall under the retail sales and service type establishments. Same with Royer's retail store. Even a bank, you know, we got some feedback when the FNB bank went in on Cochrane Road about we have enough banks in Mount Lebanon, but similarly that falls under, you know, retail banking falls under our very broad definition of what retail sales and service is. So as far as restaurants, restaurants are pretty much permitted in any business district. There are some restrictions on where you're allowed to have a drive-through versus where you're not, or what, you know, in some of the neighborhood districts you have to close by a certain time of day, or at least have a bar closed by a certain time of day. But really, as far as what goes where, that's mostly up to the private property owners working with people interested in opening a business. I will say we are one of the few municipalities that offer a commercial districts manager. Eric Milliron, who works out of the municipal building, is our commercial districts manager, and he has relationships with building and property owners and business owners. So if people are interested in opening a business here in Mount Lebanon, a lot of them will contact Eric first and say, hey, I'd like to be here. Here's the kind of square footage I need. And Eric has an inventory of, oh, okay, you know, well, this building owner has something that might be available, you know, coming soon because this tenant's lease is going to be up, or, you know, this tenant's going to leave and wants more space, so this space might be available for you. So Eric's office is an invaluable resource to kind of serve as that concierge to do matchmaking between potential interested businesses and the private property owners. But at the end of the day, it is a private decision that the municipality is not part of for that end of the day lease agreement between the building owner and who goes into the space.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all really good information about, you know, how sort of the business development, community development works in Mount Lebanon. And a lot of people might not realize the difference between what the municipality actually owns and has control over and versus private entities. So, but yeah, we're always excited to see, you know, diversity of businesses here and new stores popping up. So next question for Ian, and this one's pretty straightforward. Where can I find information about parking?
Great question. So a couple years ago, the commission did update the overnight parking ordinance. We made some changes to the online system. So general information about parking can always be found on the municipal website, mountlebanon.org. Specific information, say you want to request overnight parking. Every home in Mount Lebanon has the ability to have each of their vehicles park on the street for 20 nights during the year. So you go on to the MyLebo portal through the website, and you can register your vehicle for that night. If you have a long-term project at your house, so say like your driveway is getting redone or you're getting a bathroom remodel and there's going to be a dumpster in your driveway, work with building inspection when you get your permit, as well as potentially contact the police department, because they're the ones that do overnight parking enforcement, and you can potentially get some leeway on that, limited to 20 nights parking on the street, because your home may not have the availability of off-street parking during the time of whatever project may be happening. So there is some flexibility built in. For homes that don't have existing off-street parking, and there are a handful throughout the community, the ordinance update that the commission passed does have a process that can go through our parking enforcement department to review your property, see if there's the ability to either create a parking pad somewhere on your property, or if we should create an on-street overnight parking space for you. So there are a handful of those on-street permitted spaces that we do allow overnight, but generally speaking, throughout Mount Lebanon, it's no parking from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. overnight. And the police department's the one that enforces that. And additional information can always be found on the municipal website.
Perfect. And another mobility-related question. Can the municipality find a way to connect all of the sidewalks in Mount Lebanon?
That is a great question. So last year, the commission approved an update to our sidewalk expansion policy. Most of the sidewalks throughout the community were put in at the time the developments were built. When the homes were built, when things were subdivided, the developer at the time, whether that was in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, we have a couple from the 60s, 70s, but most of the community was built out through that, late 1920s through mid 1960s kind of time frame. The developers at those times, decided whether or not to put sidewalks in. Interestingly enough, a lot of times when you look around, you can kind of guess when things were built because of, material shortages during World War II. So if there's not sidewalks, it's a very good chance those homes were built, in that kind of World War II time frame of, there's material shortages because everything's being used for the war effort. So there's, concrete isn't as available. We're not going to use it for sidewalks. So a lot of things were built at those points in time and have always been the responsibility and property of the homeowners to maintain. Homeowners are allowed to install sidewalks on their property if they don't have them. If they would like to get together as neighbors and work together through a neighborhood initiative, they're welcome to do that too, to get sidewalks in their neighborhood. The commission also passed an update last year. In 2013, initially, they had approved a sidewalk expansion policy. That policy was actually only used once on North Meadowcroft and to install a sidewalk where there wasn't one. So we updated the policy last year, and through that policy update, residents can also petition the municipality to potentially get on a list for consideration to have sidewalks installed in their neighborhood. There's a petition requirement that you have to get a petition of your neighbors. I think you need 25% of the residents on the street initially to get into the program, to have an engineering analysis done on the street. As part of that update, our municipal engineer gateway engineers did they called it TSL type size location analysis on 7 streets throughout the municipality for if we wanted to install sidewalks, where they could go. So we have mapping of those 7 streets of if eventually we install sidewalks there, this is where they should go. And that's a really important thing, because driving around Mount Lebanon, we're known for our 11,000 street trees that we have. And they're very beautiful. They add a lot of character to our neighborhoods. But we also don't want to have to chop down, you know, mid-life giant street trees to install sidewalks. So some of it is, let's have a plan so maybe when this tree needs replaced, we know where a sidewalk could go if we want to put a sidewalk in here. Or just looking at, okay, you know, this is what's existing. This is the topography of the street. This is where the slopes are. This would be the flattest place to put a sidewalk, whether that's up against the curb, set back from the curb. So we have that analysis done for six different streets. The commission did allocate a little bit of funding this year in 2024 for consideration to potentially install sidewalks on Woodland Drive for a portion of that. I believe it was from Terrace to Ridgeview was the section we were looking at. But we still, you know, even with some funding available, the policy itself has a cost-sharing formula. The residents have to sign agreements with the municipality to have them installed, and then the residents will maintain them in perpetuity after that, because the sidewalks are part of your private property. So there's a lot that goes into it, and the sidewalks that were put in initially were not funded by taxpayer dollars. So we do have a program where we will cost share with residents, but it is not a fully municipal funded initiative. There's a cost sharing component to it.
Great. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the street trees that Ian started to mention earlier. And we are back with Inside Lebo. So Ian, tell us about the street trees in Mount Lebanon. A lot of people love them. They love seeing all the trees lining their neighborhoods. But how does it work? Who maintains them? Who makes sure that they're trimmed? All of the process that goes into it.
That's a great question. So our Public Works Department, we have a forestry division, and they are the ones that maintain the 11,000 plus street trees that we have throughout the municipality. They have them all mapped on our GIS system. So they're through the MyLebo portal. People can go in and request trimming or health checks, or you can call our Public Works Department if you need to report a branch down, something like that. So they have a work order and a workflow system that the Forestry Department has developed, and it works out really well that now they can go out in the field with their iPads, and they can log, you know, what work was done, what work might need done, and then also see, you know, when they're out in the field somewhere, if there's a nearby tree, they can go check that one too to be able to be more efficient about how they just do their workflow on a day-to-day basis. But it's all maintained through Public Works. They plant a number of trees every year. They do health checks on trees. They trim the street trees. So if you have a municipal street tree in front of your property, you do not have to trim it. You can put in a request through Public Works, and they will come out and trim the tree. The one thing I will mention, though, is given that we have a variety of tree species throughout the community, there are certain times of year when certain types of trees cannot be trimmed. So for instance, like big oak trees, you have to trim those during the winter time when the sap is down out of the branches. So sometimes people will submit a request for a tree trimming, and then, you know, it's an oak tree, so if they submit that in like June, they kind of have to wait until the winter time when it's healthier for the tree to trim it at that point in time. So that's what we call our dormant tree pruning time of year during the winter time. So it's there is a process to it, and we do have a forestry division that manages all of the street trees, and they do a very incredible job considering there's three people on that crew that manage all 11,000 trees.
Wow, that's impressive. And then switching gears a little bit about what residents can do in Mount Lebanon with their free time, we had a question about what are the most popular activities in the municipality.
That's a great question. So we're coming up on summertime, so the municipal pool is always a popular hangout place throughout the summer, so you can get your pool passes through the Recreation Department. The Recreation Department also offers a variety of programs throughout the year to people of all ages, all ability levels, in all different types of activities that people might want to try out. There's also just sports leagues and other things that happen. Especially the rec department does, you know, a lot of kids sports leagues, and during the summertime there's a lot of other kids day camps and programs. The public safety camp is an incredibly popular summer camp for kids, and then on the adult side, in our business districts, especially the Uptown District, will have First Friday events during the first Fridays of the summertime that are always very popular kind of community hangout events. We have bands that come play. Our July 4th Community Day event down in Main Park, which concludes with fireworks, is always a very popular event, as well as all the other recreation offerings generally that we have between the tennis center, the golf course, the pool, the ice rink usually runs for most of the summer. Sometimes they shut down for a little bit in August to do some maintenance work, but other than that, the ice rink's also open. So there's a lot to do in Mount Lebanon, along with just getting out and walking through the neighborhoods and seeing your dogs, or seeing your neighbors, all that good stuff. I know when we did the comprehensive plan update and we did a survey of, you know, how people engage with their community, one of the most popular things people said, I think over 95% people said they take walks in their neighborhood. 90% people said they had a library card. There's a variety of events that happen at the library throughout the year to promote and support what the library does, as well as just ways to further people's learning and people's interest in interacting, you know, in a variety of ways. The library has board game nights, they have speaker series, they have other events that are a lot of fun as well. So there are tons of events that happen throughout the municipality, especially now that we're getting into the summer months. So get out, walk around, talk to people, and enjoy yourself.
Awesome. The next question is a little bit more specific. So could you tell us about what's going on at the vacant lot between Bower Hill and Washington Road?
Yes, that is a very common question that we get. So that piece of property, kind of across from St. Bernard's at the corner of Bower Hill and Washington, is owned by a private company. They have owned that property for quite some time. They've had a few different plans for development. Back in 2016, they had an approved development plan for 46 condominiums that never moved forward beyond doing some earthwork on the site. One of the challenges there, there's a obviously topography challenge with how the site falls off from Washington Road. The other challenge with that development is typically when we see new developers come into the community and want to build something, it's where you have a developer that has a purchase agreement with a property owner, and the purchase agreement might say something like, you know, assuming a development plan gets approved within 180 days, we will agree to sell you this property at this price. So there's some impetus in that situation for the property owner wants to sell their property. The developer wants to get their plan approved so that they can buy the property at the given price and not have to renegotiate a new purchase agreement. And developers are in it to make money for themselves. They are private companies. So they want to be able to build things and then sell things, whether that's residential units, commercial units, whatever it is. One of the challenges with that site at Bower Hill in Washington is that the property owner is also the one trying to develop the property. So they don't really have that time crunch of any kind of agreement that they have to complete anything by. So they can kind of just take their time with the process. And they've had a few different iterations of ideas that have never really moved forward to the submission stage, but we do stay in contact with them. I email them usually once or twice a month just to say, hey, you know, I am the municipal planner. If you want to come in and talk about any ideas that you might have, if you want to, you want me to look at any kind of sketch drawings, back of the napkin drawings you might have. But unfortunately, as a local government, we can't force anyone to build anything. You know, we can make sure that the property is adequately maintained from a health and safety standpoint, you know, high grass and weeds. There is fencing around the property because some of the earthwork that they did was to dig out some like stormwater pits. So there are some, you know, pits to retain stormwater on that property, which is why the fence is still up around it. But it is privately owned. And since we can't, you know, we don't have the legal ability to force anyone to build anything, we're still just kind of waiting for the developer to actually submit something to us that we can then review, have it go through the approval process, and then approve for development.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good explanation of what's going on there. And I know as I was newer to the South Hills and driving on Washington Road, that's something that I noticed. And, you know, I've even thought of that question. So I'm sure a lot of our residents have been wondering over the years. So hopefully we'll see something in the future.
It is a great property. It's the gateway to our community coming, you know, from the city through Dormont. And it's, you know, the first big thing you see when you, you know, come over the crest of the hill into Mount Lebanon. So we would love to see a development happen there. It's zoned for high density residential. So anything from, you know, high rise developments to condos to, you can go as small as townhouses all the way up through a hotel, something with, you know, first floor commercial with residential above it is allowed by our zoning code. So there's a lot of potential for a significantly impactful development to happen on that property. It just, you know, takes, from our standpoint as the local government, we can't force anything. We have to mm-hmm. react to whatever the developer submits to us. So we're hopeful that we'll see something, but as of right now, there's nothing in the hopper yet.
Yep, for sure. And our last question is, you know, what are some ways that you can get more information or get involved with the community here?
That's a great question. So I think I talked a little bit about some programs for kids with the public safety camp, some other things that happen throughout the summer. We have a number of programs that happen throughout the year for people to learn specifically about Mount Lebanon. There's the Citizens Police Academy, the Citizens Fire Academy, if you want to learn specifically about what police and fire do. We also have a Mount Lebanon Residence Academy that usually happens at the beginning of the year, so like January through March or so. But applications for that will probably be coming online soon here within the next few months so that those seats will start to fill for the next year. The Residence Academy is a great program that gets put on. The different department heads come in, talk to the group about what their department does, what different programs and services they offer, and it's a great way to learn in a short amount of time about all the different things that your local government offers you. And in addition to that, you know, we have a variety of municipal advisory boards that people can apply for. We will retain applications for those for up to 2 years. So even if there's not an open position on one right now, people can apply for the board and have their name on the list for a potential opening that might happen in the future, as well as just going online and watching meetings. All of our municipal meetings, whether they're commission discussion sessions, whether they're board meetings, they're all live streamed on YouTube. So you can go back and watch past meetings as well as a good way to find out what's being discussed and talked about, maybe at the advisory board level that's going to be coming up for a bigger discussion with the commission at some point in the future. So there's a lot of ways for people to get involved. If high schoolers are interested in getting involved, we have a junior commissioner program that I believe applications are going to open up for here very shortly, because we usually make decisions on those during the summertime so that they can start in the fall semester. So for high schoolers, the junior commissioner program is a great way to get involved as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ian. And, you know, we're really happy to have all the resident questions, and we always, you know, are open to any questions or concerns that you might have. You can always contact the municipality through a variety of channels, our social media. You can call us. We'll always make sure that it's directed to the correct department. So thank you so much for everyone that submitted questions, and that will be it for this edition of Inside LIBO. And thank you so much. We'll see you back soon.
Thanks for listening to Inside LIBO, produced by Mount Lebanon's Public Information Office. Learn more about all things LIBO at mountlebanon.org or by following our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages.